Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, a long time, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Ruth, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the years you've given us and all the great wisdom you provided us. Folks, she's one of the top communication and speech experts in the world, probably in the galaxy. Her new book is out, Speakrits, right? Ruth, where is it available?
Yep, you've got it. It's available at Amazon or anywhere you want to buy it online. Yep.
All right, so check that out. And it's brand new, right?
It is not new, Jim. I've just been lazy about sending you one.
Oh, okay,
but
all right.
It's the most recent book. Yes,
I know we've talked about it, but I guess I didn't know when you'd launched it. So, all right, Ruth, we're talking about leadership in a turbulent time, which we're in right now. So, in the previous segment, we talked about some of the challenges that we're all facing and the pressures that we're feeling. Personally, but also in our businesses, and sometimes our businesses get caught up in things. We feel like we have to respond, either because if we don't respond, it looks like we're MIA, and if we do respond, it's because we feel like we have something to say. But all of that has to be done the right way, doesn't it?
It sure does, and that's going to require some preparation and some thinking about it beforehand. And this is something where a lot of businesses don't pay attention. You know, this, you'd never think that things are going to go south for any reason or wrong, you know, and the idea that things could, or there could be a downturn, a correction, a, God forbid, a recession. These things are all certainly something that could happen, that will happen, and yet most businesses move along as if that's simply not on the radar. And that's the big mistake I think a lot of businesses make. You really have to get ahead of it and be ready in case.
So how do you do that? I mean, when we're, yeah, most small business owners are out there, they show up for work, they're just trying to do the best thing they can, and they either have, maybe they have strong feelings, and they get involved in things, and maybe they feel like they need to weigh in on something, or maybe it's something that's thrust upon them, that like maybe one of their big suppliers that they make their living on, one of their big companies that provide them with their products, maybe they get into a controversy. That happens, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and you never know when something like that is going to be pulled from you. So you've got to get a plan in place. And you don't need to be a big company to do that. With a big company, of course, they should have their communications team working on this round, you know, 365 days a year. There should be a plan in place. So a communication plan in place can include, my favorite, Jim, is getting out there and speaking. There are so many organizations that are looking for subject matter experts who are good on the platform so that their members can take information away. So if you've got something you can deliver on a platform, get it together and make that happen. There is no better way to promote your brand and yourself than, as you well know and as I know, than speaking in front of groups. Boy, I know when I get on a platform and I'm speaking, I walk out with more interest than I would have otherwise.
Right.
So that's a great thing.
And that's the kind of thing that you have to plant those seeds early, though, right? You don't need to wait until a flash happens and try to say, okay, I'm an expert in this. People need to already know you're the go-to person, don't they?
That's correct, and that's habit. So that's now, not later, and that's constant. It's relentless. It's something that you don't stop doing. And then the second thing is that you ought to be on the phone calling your customers, your clients, your most important stakeholders. People are reluctant to pick up the phone. Maybe you won't get an answer, but you may actually reach someone. So whatever way that you have to connect with your biggest stakeholders, your clients, your customers, as I said earlier, then that's what you should be doing. And prospects, too. You should be absolutely connecting with them on a regular basis. Don't think they're going to look at your emails. Don't think they're going to respond to your texts. And as I said a moment ago, maybe they won't pick up the phone, but they will have your name will come up. As we were talking on the break about how alerts, right?
If there's any way possible, get face-to-face with them. I've been saying for a long time, Ruth, face-to-face is the original social media.
It is, and it's king.
It's powerful.
If that's king, yeah. And even video conferencing, which has finally fulfilled its promise, where the technology is good enough, so the connectivity is good, and the idea that the call won't get dropped or disrupted, it's there now. I've been promising that myself for 5 years. But
in the last segment, you brought up some wisdom from one of your professors, Professor Ostman. That continues to ring true, and we talked about a number of those things. I keep reminding people about what Nesbitt said 35 years ago. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. So people think that they are not, that this stuff is not important, that people prefer distant communications or remote communications. In fact, there are more conferences today and more meetings today than ever before, right?
We're still analog. We're always going to be analog no matter how much digital we have. Ruth, I need your website one more time, please.
It's RuthSherman.com. Thanks, Jim.
And the new book is called Speakers. Ruth, come back soon.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You're always welcome here. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.